请弟兄姊妹翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十七节、十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们面。
But we brethren, having been taken away from you for a short while, in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desire to see your face.
所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章把它读一遍，好吧？
Maybe chapter 3 once.
我想我们同声一起来读，读中文就读中文，读英文的就读英文，好吧？
Let us read aloud together. Those of us who read in English and those of us who read in Chinese.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们兄弟基督在基督耶稣福音上做神执事的提摩太全去，兼顾你们。并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们知道我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们的信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前因着你们甚是喜乐，为这一切的喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，补完你们信心的不足。愿神我们的父和我们主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。我们圣经要读到这里。
Our scripture reading will pause here momentarily.
我们低头有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our head for a simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你再次召集你的儿女一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that you have gathered all your children before you.
每次来到你面前，我们真的需要靠主的宝血。
Every time we come before you, we need to rely on your precious blood.
因为来到你面前不是凭着自己呢，是耶稣为我们所成就一切救赎工作。
Because when we come before you, it is not by ourselves, but by what the Lord has accomplished.
好像能够凭信心带着坦然无惧的信心来到你跟前。
We'd be able to come with a bold and confident heart before you.
好像在这段时间，我们把更多感谢赞美归给你。
For this time, we give.Our praise and thanksgiving to you.
也借着你话来带领你的教会走这条永生的道路。
Through your word, would you lead your church to this on this path of eternity?
你的话常常在我们里面发光明亮起来。
And that your word would be revealed and illuminated in us.
那我们能够明白你的心意，也知道如何体会你的心，体贴你的心意。
That we would know how to understand your will and to draw closer to it.
好像我们能够常常活在你的跟前。
That we would learn to live in your presence.
一生来讨你的欢喜。
And that God would be pleased.
你恩待我们。
Lord, you lead us.
把这点时间在恭敬交托在主的手中。
And we give this time into your hands.
我们现在祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
This morning we will continue to share about the book.Of First Thessalonians.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会呢是保罗第二次出外传道在马其顿所建立起来教会。
We know that the church of Thessalonica was established on Paul's second missionary journey.
保罗他是在一个极大征战当中把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦。
And we know that Paul shared the gospel with the Thessalonians amidst great conflict.
那保罗是怎样把神的福音传到那里呢？
How did Paul spread the gospel to the Thessalonians?
他说我们的福音传到你们那里不都在乎言语。
He said that the gospel we shared with you was not in word only.
也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信息。
But also in power and Holy Spirit with full conviction.
所以当保罗把神的福音传到帖撒罗尼迦这个地方的时候，
So when Paul had shared his gospel with the Thessalonians,
我们看见他不仅有话在那里发表出来，带着神的全能，带着圣灵的能力在那里把话解开。
We saw that not only did he speak with the power and authority of the Lord.
所以他知道他来到帖撒罗尼迦不是突然的。
So we know that his time in Thessalonica was not in vain.
而这些听见福音、相信福音的帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
And those who had believed in Thessalonica.
当他们相信福音以后，福音临到他们身上的时候，他们生命有一个极大的改变。
And after they had believed, they experienced a life-changing transformation.
虽然他们信主的年日非常短。
Even though they're very new believers.
因为在那里保罗受逼迫，所以他在那里只停留三个安息日，他就离开了。
Because Paul was being oppressed, he'd only lingered for 3 Sabbath days and then had departed.
而这些刚信主的这些神的儿女们呢，他们不仅信主，虽然信主短，他们又落在苦难当中。
Even though these believers were new believers, they were still being persecuted.
因为他们受当地人的逼迫。
Because they were being oppressed by their countrymen.
但是我们从信里面看见，虽然他们在这个环境里面，他们却有一个非常美好的属灵的表现。
But we see in Paul's letter that they had a very excellent spiritual conduct.
他们在那边凭信心服侍。
We see that they were serving in faith.
他们也在爱心里面在服侍，受许多劳苦。
And they were laboring in love.
他们也在盼望主耶稣基督，在存忍耐。
And they were steadfast in their hope.
并且他们虽然在苦难当中呢，圣灵把喜乐赐给他们。
And furthermore, they received the joy of the Lord.
所以虽然他们在这样非常不容易的环境当中，他们显出了那美好的见证。
And in this very difficult circumstances, they were able to manifest their testimony for the Lord.
就成为马其顿和亚该亚许多信主的人榜样。
And they became a great example to the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
保罗为了他们这样光景，他感谢神，也在那里不住为他们祷告。
And Paul continually remembered these brothers and sisters in his prayers.
那一方面，我们看见保罗把这个福音传到他们当中的时候呢，也看见保罗在他们当中是怎样的在那里服侍他们。
And when Paul had shared his gospel with the Thessalonians, we see how he behaved.
我们曾经在更多后书里面看见那被称为保罗自传的那卷书。
We see in subsequent chapters of what Paul had written.
保罗说他在各样事上要表明他是一个神的用人。
And Paul wanted to express that in all things he wanted to be used by the Lord.
所以我们看见当保罗在哥林在帖撒罗尼迦在那里传福音的时候，在传神道的时候。
And so when Paul was sharing the gospel in Thessalonica,
他是怎样啊忠心的托于神的托付，神给他的托付。
He was loyal to what the Lord had entrusted.
他在那传一个纯正的福音。
And he was sharing a pure gospel.
He was
sharing a sum of the gospel.
传一个纯正的神的道。
Sound doctrine, okay.
因为他在那里告诉我们说，他不是要讨人的欢喜。
Because he was doing it not for the approval of men.
他乃是要讨那察验人心神的喜悦。
To please the God who examines men's
hearts. 所以他在那所传的不是出于错误，不是出于污秽。
So he was sharing the gospel, not out of error or deceit.
也不是用诡诈。
Error or impurity or deceit.
他也没有用那个谄媚的话，只是要讨人的欢喜。
He was not using words just to please men. Because he had no greed in his heart. He was serving the Lord with clean hands and clean hearts. So we see Paul's dedication to the gospel. And his dedication to those he served in Thessalonica. And he was consecrated to his service.
所以他是存着像个做母亲的又像做父亲的那个态度来服侍他们。
And Paul was serving the brothers and sisters as the mother cares for her children.
他存心温柔像母亲在那儿乳养他的孩子。
And he was gentle the way a mother is with her children. And he was also like a father. They're comforting and exhorting them. And what was the purpose of his service? It was for the Lord, the glory of the Lord. So when Paul brought the gospel to Thessalonica, he served them in this way. So he said that men could testify for him as well as God. So why did Paul have this conviction to serve the Lord and to serve his church?
There's
a very important reason. Because he knows that one day the Lord Jesus will return. That all people will stand before the altar of the Lord. That everyone will give an account.
在那个时候主要来按着的人更所行的在那里有赏罚。
And there those who on that day, each will receive his reward or punishment. So the subject of the Lord's second coming became the subject of the message. So at the end of each chapter, each chapter is concluded with mention of the Lord's advent. We know that the Bible does not truly have any separations in chapters. So every time Paul thinks of what he wants to say, he thinks of the Lord's coming. And after he finishes another section, he thinks of the Lord's coming. So Paul is filled with the hope of the Lord's coming.
我想当保罗把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候，他已经把主在这件事情已经告诉了帖撒罗尼迦教会的人。
When Paul had brought the gospel to the Thessalonian church, he had already brought the news of the Lord's coming.
因为在前面他告诉我们说呢，因着他们在盼望主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Because early on we see that he has the steadfastness in the hope of the Lord's coming.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会人他们已经知道。
So the Thessalonians already know that in whom they have believed.
忘记了当时他们的处境来说，这个信息也是对他们很迫切的一个需要。
And we know that this message is very urgent to them.
因为当一个人落在苦难当中的时候，他里面常常会失望，会绝望。
Because amidst affliction and suffering, they'll often face despair.
不知道怎样过今天，或者说没有明天。
They do not know how to live through today, let alone tomorrow. So through this letter, Paul wants to let the brothers and sisters know that they have hope. And they have a glorious hope in the Lord's coming. Because with this hope, they have a heart of steadfastness to weather any affliction.
但是就我的一面来说,
that is to say,
为什么在帖撒罗尼迦前书，这是保罗书信里面的头一封信？
Why is the First Thessalonians Paul's first letter?
就告诉他们主再来这件事情。
Because it is to tell them of the Lord's second coming.
这个可以让我们看见，当一个蒙恩得救以后，头一件最重要信息就是要知道主要再来。
Because after one has been saved by grace, the most important message is the Lord's second coming. Even though one has not been saved for very long, even though they may not understand much deeper truth, but a very simple and important message is that once they have been saved, they have this hope. Because they have been saved in this hope of the Lord's coming. So we see that salvation by grace is not only to avoid perdition. But the purpose of salvation is to have this hope in the Lord's coming. So this is the message given to the church. And I believe this also includes the second letter to
the,
because both of these letters speak of the Lord's coming. But the first book deals with what kind of circumstances will happen to those who have believed. Because when the Lord comes again, they will be lifted up. Because when the Lord's will has been become fulfilled, they will become perfect. And the second letter of Paul to Thessalonians deals with is addressed to those who do not believe. And so the second letter says what will happen, how the Lord will deal with non-believers when he comes. And that he is the Lord of righteousness and judgment. And so when the Lord comes again, he will deal with those who have not heeded the gospel and who have not believed.
他们要进到永远的沉沦里面,
that they will face punishment.
所以我们看见主在这件事情是教会蒙恩的儿女头一件要知道的一个信息。
So we see that this is a complete message that that all the brothers and sisters have to know.
应该是最早写给教会的头一封书信。
And this is the Paul's earliest letter to the local churches.
但是就着整个, 书信次序安排来说,
but in light of the sequence of the books of, the, of these letters,
它却不是摆在书信的第一封,
this letter was not placed as the first letter,
而摆在最后一封,
but rather placed as the last letter. Because all of the letters and books following the Thessalonians letters are for the individual. Like 1st and 2nd Timothy in the book of letters of Titus. And are addressed to individual believers living in specific locales. Like books of 1st and 2nd Peter and book of James.
所以就是安排次序安排说贴上一家前后书好像是摆在书信的最后面,
so sequence wise 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are placed at the very end.
好像在让我们看见, 当一个蒙恩得救以后, 他头一个要知道信息乃是主的再来,
to say that once one has believed, an important message is the Lord's coming. And that after he has believed, he should expect the Lord's coming. Because once one has been saved, his greatest hope is in the return of the Lord.
我们看整个书信的在圣经里面次序安排头一卷书不是帖撒罗尼迦而是罗马书。
And we see that in the sequence of the books of the New Testament, the book of Romans.
就着教,
why is the letter to the Romans placed at the top of the list? Because the book of Romans talks about the gospel of the Lord and his salvation. and what will come to pass.
虽然罗马书的中心信息不是讲到主的再来,
and even though the message to the Romans is not about the Lord's coming,
但是罗马书里面已经提到主的再来这件事情,
but the book of Romans has already mentioned the
Lord's advent.
Romans chapter 8 tells us,
我们这边有圣灵出结果子的人,
we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们在等候得到儿子的名分,
and we eagerly await our adoption as sons.
就是我们身体要改变,
and our bodies will be transformed.
就是当主耶稣来的时候, 我们身体要改变成为荣耀的身体,
and we await the glorious transformation of our bodies.
然后就一同进到荣耀里面,
and await our entrance into his glory.
这是得救的一个盼望,
and this is the glorious salvation.
书信的最后一卷书启示录,
By the time we reach the very last book in the New Testament, Book of Revelation,
we see
that the topic of the Lord's return is used to conclude the
book. 所以不管从次序上来说，那个这书信的安排，或说从时间上的安排，我们看一个门得救，所要知道就是主的再来。
So we see that regardless of the chronological or sequential order of the books, the most important message is the Lord's return.
最后说要知道信息仍然是主的再来。
And the most important message to know is the Lord's coming.
因为只有一个蒙恩得救的人，他知道他得救的目的是为了什么。
So that he who has been saved know why he has been saved.
知道他得救的目的乃是等候主的再来，有一天主要把我们一同带到荣耀的里面。
That he has been saved in order to await the Lord's return when he may enter into glory.
当我们有这样认识，有这样盼望的时候，我们才知道如何在地上过生活。
So when we have this knowledge and this hope, then we will only then we will know how to live our lives on
earth. 保罗因着有这样荣耀的盼望,
Paul had this glorious hope.
所以他殷勤的追求服侍神。
So he in this way he pursued the Lord.
他在那边过一个敬虔的生活。
And he lived a very committed life.
And I
believe that from generation to generation, many of God's children have had this hope. So that they're willing to live this simple life. Because they live in anticipation of the Lord's coming. When they will enter into his glory.
为了那日的临到，他们在地上愿意走一条和世人不一样的一个道路。
They await that day, living a life different from those of the people around them.
过一种不一样的生活。
They live a different life.
过一个与世分别的生活。
Living a life that is separate from the world. In anticipation of the Lord's coming.
所以我们看见保罗把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他是这样的服侍他们。
So we see that when Paul brought the gospel to the Thessalonians, he served them in this way. And so we see how Paul dealt with them and served them. We know that when Paul was sharing the gospel there, he was oppressed and he had to leave very quickly. So when he wrote this letter to the Thessalonians, he told them,
他说,弟兄们,我们暂时与你们离别,是面目离别,心里却不离别。
He said, brothers, we must, I must leave you shortly.
虽然他人不在那里,但是他心一直放在他们的身上,一直纪念,挂念着他们的光景。
So even though he was not there physically, he was constantly thinking about them.
并他说,我们极力的想法是,很愿意见你们面。
He said that he eagerly wanted to see them face to face. And he hoped to be able to see them again. And even though Paul said he urgently wanted to see them, he said that Satan was obstructing him. Paul really wanted to visit them, but Satan hindered him. Because even having departed, Paul was constantly thinking about the spiritual condition of his brothers and sisters. and in what their spiritual condition was.
在第三年呢, 他说,
in chapter 3, he wanted to know the condition of their faith.
是被仇敌诱惑了,
whether or not the tempter tempted them. So he really wanted to meet them. He had a heart of urgency. He wanted to visit them at least once or twice. But the enemy kept hindering him from going. Because the enemy knew that Paul would have gone to strengthen them and to encourage them. Because Satan knew that if that Paul's going to the Thessalonians would have brought them much spiritual benefit. That once they had received encouragement and strength, they would have been able to continue testifying for the Lord. And Satan would have faced a great threat. So Satan thought of a way to hinder Paul from going. And we see the same situation in the second book.
多次被拦阻,
Paul had wanted to visit Rome many times, but was hindered multiple times. The Bible is unclear as to why Paul was unable to visit Rome.
但是保罗却告诉他们说,
but Paul had said that en route to Spain, he had wanted to stop at Rome to visit the Roman brothers.
我们彼此可以交往, 我叫我心里可以稍微得满足。
In order to commune with one another, that they may be filled.
保罗他说，当我们见面的时候，我们彼此有交通来往的时候，他心里可以稍微得到一个满足。
That he would be satisfied with their communion.
并且他去的时候，他必带着基督丰盛恩典而去。
And he would bring with him Christ's abundant grace.
所以很显然，当保罗能够去看望和这些圣徒见面的时候，他是带着基督丰盛恩典带给他们，叫他们得到属灵的更多祝福。
And Paul would bring the grace of the Lord to them so that they may receive a spiritual blessing.
所以仇敌他知道。
So the enemy knows.
也许也有神的一个允许，让他不能去。
Perhaps the Lord did not permit Paul to go.
但是我们总看见，当保罗是去和他们见面的时候，他们必会得到更多属灵的恩典的祝福。
But we know that whenever Paul visits, the brothers and sisters receive great spiritual blessing.
所以我们可以从保罗的话，你们可以看见基督徒见面交通是非常重要一件事情。
So from Paul's words, we can see that fellowship in Christ is very important.
基督徒一同相聚。 聚会是一个非常重要一件事情。
That the gathering of believers is extremely important.
在那有彼此的交通，彼此的建立，彼此的鼓励。
To have a communion with one another, edification and encouragement.
我们知道基督之间的交通有很多方式。
You know, there are many ways for brothers and sisters to fellowship.
可以用电话，可以用写信的。
Whether by phone or by mail.
今天科技更进步，人可以用 email， 可以用简讯，可以在网上。
With today's technological advancements, one can use email or text messaging or the internet.
但是我们知道，这所有方法都不能代替神儿女相聚在神面前见面的交通，一同的聚会。
But we know that none of these methods can come close to replacing face-to-face fellowship.
因着当圣徒一同见面交通聚会的时候呢，圣灵的运行的工作更明显。
That when the saints gather in person, that the work of the Lord is more obvious.
彼此的感觉、反应、果效是不一样的。
That the effect and the feeling of meeting in person is much different.
除非客观的环境不允许，或说其他原因，叫人不能够相聚在一起。
Because of various situations, brothers may not be able to gather together.
我们知道有时候我们跟一个人打电话的时候，我们就觉得很也是很不错，是不是？
We think that being able to communicate by phone is pretty nifty.
我们可以听到对方的声音。
And we can hear the other person's voice. And we can feel the other person's emotions. But we often think that it's not enough.
所以现在科技进步，现在不仅能够听到人的声音，我们还可以看到影像，看到对方的面孔。
With today's technology, we can not only hear the other person's voice, but also see them via video. And then when we communicate in this way, we feel like the distance between us has been
shortened.
That we can enter into deeper fellowship. But unfortunately, many of God's children, do not know the importance of fellowshipping and gathering in person. And the effect of the Spirit. But the enemy knows. The enemy will try to prevent us from meeting. He's given us many convenient excuses. There's no need to bother.
现在科技那么进步, 你可以用电脑在那边, 交通, 甚至聚会。
Technology is so advanced today, you can even use it to for your meeting.
好像那老师的那种方法已经落伍了。
That the old-fashioned ways have already fallen behind the times.
需要用那个新的方式来沟通、来聚会、来聚集。
Instead, we can use these new ways to fellowship and to meet.
特别年轻人。
Especially young people.
什么事情都是在电脑上，都靠机器来联系，是不是？
Everything is done via computer.
觉得好像打电话非常简单的事情，他都不想打电话。
Even though picking up the phone and making a phone call is so simple, many young people don't do it.
甚至有机会见面的时候，他也觉得没有这个必要。
Even if they do have an opportunity to meet in person, they sometimes think there's no need.
我想很多年轻人恐怕都是在这个情形底下。
I think this applies to many young people today.
有时候我打电话给你了。
Sometimes I call my daughter.
想好一阵子没有人接。
And I keep waiting for her to pick up, but she doesn't.
我想她可能没有听到，是在忙。
I think that maybe she is away from her phone, or perhaps she's busy.
然后一下子她就传一个简讯给我。
But in a little while, she sends me a text message and a reply.
什么事啊？
What do you want?
我想明显她可以用电话打给我，她不打。
And I think it's so obvious that she could reply to me by calling me, but she doesn't.
那没办法，她传简讯给我，那我就给她回一下。
And maybe she can, so she instead texts me.
你看简讯她讲多少话呢？
And see how much she can say via text.
我想这好像一个很普遍，好像很正，人认为是一个很正常的光景。
I think this has become a very common and normal nowadays.
所以看见有许多人，他主日他不需要出来聚会。
So we see that many people today don't see the need to come out to fellowship.
他觉得在家里也可以聚会啊。
Because you can have your own meeting at home.
我一个人在家，电视打开了。
I can sit at home and turn on my television.
网络打开，可以听见牧师讲道，可以甚至还可以听，不仅听见他的道，可以看见这个人。
And can listen to messages via television or internet.
太方便了，是不是？
Isn't it too convenient?
所以今天有些人就是在这个一个光景里面。
So we see that this condition applies to many people.
我一个人在家照样可以聚会，照样可以崇拜啊。
I can meet and gather and worship the Lord on my own.
好像理由也是很属灵，也是很对。
And this reason seems to be very spiritual and justified. And because the Lord is with us wherever we are.
他们不羡慕，不渴慕和神的儿女能够聚在主的面前，能够见面交通。
They do not long to gather with other brothers and sisters to fellowship before the Lord.
因为他不认识聚会。 交通见面的时候，那个属灵价值是完全不一样的。Because
they do not understand that the spiritual value of gathering together is much different.
那圣灵的同在是更明显的。That
the spiritual presence is more pronounced.
当一个人若是在家里的时候，When
we are when one is alone at home by himself,
他就很自由了。He
can do whatever he wants.
我轻轻地起来做个事情。
He could listen to the message for a little bit and then get up and go about his business. And then come back.
哎，我可以拿个东西一边吃一边听啊。
And could listen while eating something.
他可以不说耶稣是不是?
He doesn't have to. He's not restricted at all.
但是那聚会营就不一样了。
But meeting is gathering is different.
就不是那么自由，说我要起来做什么就做什么是。
We are not at liberty to do whatever we
please. So when
we gather together in the name of the Lord, we come with a reverent heart. When we meet in this way, we can receive more of the Lord's blessing.
不认识这样一个宝贵的一个事实。
They do not understand this very precious truth.
但仇敌他很诡诈，他知道。
But the enemy is very sly.
我刚才说他可以就想很多正常对的理由，并且非常属灵的理由。
He can think of many ways to spiritually justify.
就男主人不要见面，不要一同聚在一起。
Reasons not to gather.
但是我们看见保罗不一样。
But we see Paul is different.
他说他极力想法子要和他们见面。He
said he urgently wants to meet with the Thessalonians.
但是仇敌他知道。But
the enemy knows.
他真多慌的男主不容许保罗到那个地方去。That
he is hindering Paul from going.
所以保罗他不能去，他就打发他的年轻同工提摩太去。So
being unable to go, Paul sends his fellow worker Timothy.
所以我们看见，当提摩太去的时候，回来。 报给保罗一个很好的消息。
So we see that when Timothy returns, he brings good news back to Paul.
将他们信心、他们的爱心的好消息来报给保罗，保罗就里面都得到安慰，得到喜乐。
Having received this good news, Paul has receives joy and comfort.
但是保罗不因着提摩太去就够了。
But Paul is not satisfied with Timothy going.
他自己先不能去，他说我既不能载人，我既不能载人。
But because he himself cannot go, Paul says that he can endure it no longer. It seems that Paul is feeling very urgent because he himself cannot go. We often say that the church belongs to God. That we need not be worried about problems and afflictions. And that we do not need to worry because the Lord will take care of it.
祷告交托给神就可以了。
We just need to pray and give those problems into the Lord's hands.
虽然这些话是对的,
even though this is right,
我们看保罗的确在那为他们有急迫的一个祷告,
we see that Paul is still fervently praying for them.
便父的恩典和主的恩典和平安能够归到他们身上。
That the grace of the Father and that peace would be unto them.
但他说我不能再忍耐了。
But he says that he can endure it no longer.
好像保罗那个耐心失去了，是不是？
Has Paul lost his faith? His confidence?
所以他才打发提摩太去。
So he sent Timothy in his stead.
乃是因为保罗他是活在这个身体的感觉里面。
That's because Paul was living in the body.
他不是因为没有耐性。
Not because he had no patience.
他不能去，然后他就积极的打发提摩太，赶快去看一看到底怎么一回事。
Because he could not go himself, he dispatched Timothy to assess.
因为他活在生命的感觉里面。
Because he was living in the life of the body.
一方面，他的确把他们交在神的手中。
Because he had committed them into the Lord's hands.
一方面，他实在巴不得自己能够去和他们见面。
And he still hoped that he could meet with them.
他确切的，并且当提摩太去以后，他觉得好像还不够。
He still was not satisfied with just Timothy.
他说：“仍然他在那边切切的祈求，能够见你们的面。”
That Paul was earnestly praying that he could meet them face to face.
补满你们信心的不足。
That he may complete what is lacking in their faith.
好像当保罗跟他们见了面的时候呢，他们信心有些缺乏，因着保罗和他们见面，他们里面就补足了，他们就好像信心更满足了。
Paul hoped to be able to compensate for what was lacking in their faith.
所以他们一直祷告求神，求主说一路一直引领我们到你那里去。
So Paul prays that the Lord will continue to lead him to the Thessalonians.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见。
So brothers and sisters, we can see.
这些真正活在生命感觉里面的人。
This is someone who is really lives in the life.
不是因为外面好像这个难处，他不去就算了，就祷告就可以了。
Not like someone who, after seeing all the hindrances from going, just simply gives up and resorts to prayer only.
我们看见保罗他在服事的时候，他告诉我们说，他天天有压力在他身上。
We see that through Paul's daily prayer that he's constantly facing pressure. He's constantly concerned about the church. Does Paul not have faith? Why does he concern himself? Paul is a man of faith. But he knows that he needs to concern himself.
他可以为他们祷告，自己不需要去，照样神也可以做工在他们身上。
He knows that even though he himself cannot visit them, that the Lord can continue working in them.
但是保罗他知道，当他去的时候，所带的恩典可能不一样。
But Paul knows that when he goes to visit them in person, that the grace he brings will be different.
弟兄姊妹，这是。 让我们可以看见神儿女见面聚会在一起的时候，一个非常宝贵的一个事实。Brothers
and sisters, so we can see here the very important reality of meeting and gathering in person.
记得保罗去看望他们，和他们见面。As
Paul longs to visit them and to see them.
他们信心有更大的一个长进。That
their faith would have an even greater growth.
所以我们看见天上的家教会之所以蒙福的一个原因是什么？
So we see here, why does the Church of Thessalonians have such a great blessing? Paul wants to meet them. And the Church of Thessalonians also wants to meet Paul. So we see that these brothers and sisters who are living under grace also have the same feeling. To them, this mutual fellowship is also quite precious. So brothers and sisters, we should often live with this sentiment. That we should often long for to gather with brothers and sisters. Unless the situation does not permit. Perhaps the time does not permit.
若是有可能的话，尽可能常常和弟兄姊妹见面交通。
That as much as possible, we should thirst and long to meet with brothers and sisters.
我们虽然每一个人都有家庭，都有工作，都有很多个人的许多事情。
Even though we may have many things we need to deal with at home and work, but we have to grasp and treasure the precious time and opportunities we have to meet with brothers and sisters. Because this meeting before the Lord is exceedingly precious. And it's not just a method of communication as with the technology. But in these end times, many brothers and sisters still do not have a clear understanding of the Lord. It is true that we can use various ways to conduct our meetings. But we have fallen into a state that we are in a time when we are substituting our meetings with brothers and sisters with other methods, other channels. I think brothers and sisters who have participated in the internet meetings with Brother Sun can relate. We've all heard the message and we have all seen our fellow brothers and sisters.
但是我想有时候我们虽然是鼓励说我们祷告，但是我们有些弟兄大家觉得好像要祷告不太容易。
We encourage each other and pray, but we sometimes find that praying together this way is not so easy.
因为不是面对面，好像是面对一个机器。
Because we're not meeting face to face, but face to a machine.
好像有个男主在哪里?
那个男主在哪里?男主。 Oh, that there's an obstacle there.
这是这个事实。
And this is the reality.
这就是我们看见见面交通那个不同的地方。
And we see this is the difference in communion and fellowship.
借着彼此的见面交通聚集在神面前。
And there's a distance in the fellowship.
我们更容易进到那个灵的里面。
And when we meet in person, we can enter more fully into the Spirit.
更容易看见圣灵的工作在人身上。
And we can see more of the work of the Spirit in the Lord's people. And God's word can more easily enter into us. And this isn't something that other methods of meeting
can replace.
And this is the reason why Paul wants to visit the Thessalonians. And Timothy going is not enough.
不是说提摩太去不好,
not to say that Timothy going is bad.
他已经提摩太报告回来好消息,
because Timothy returned with good news.
他应该觉得应该放心了, 应该不需要自己亲自跑去了, 是不是?
Perhaps Timothy thought that with this good news, Paul would be pacified and not be concerned about going anymore.
但是为什么保罗他需要自己亲自而去?
But why did Paul want to personally go? Because he wanted to personally visit them and experience gathering with them. Because he did not just hear the news secondhand. But he longs for this experience of first-hand meeting. And to Paul, this type of experience is different. In the same way that when we hear news from other people, if we see or hear or experience firsthand ourselves, the experience is different. In the same way, sending Timothy is different. And each grace is different. Timothy has his own grace from the Lord. And Paul has his own grace from the Lord. And Paul has his grace. And it's a grace that other people do not have. We see that in this way, Paul serves the Thessalonians. And when we come to the third letter of John, we see that in the letter that John wrote to his brother Gaius, he says, I have many things to say to you, but I do not wish to write them to you in pen and ink. But he says that he hopes to meet with him face to face. When the Apostle John writes to the brother Gaius,
他说我还有许多话不要用那个笔墨来写。
I have many things to say to you, but I do not wish to write them with paper and ink.
既然已经写信了，就把你所有话就写完就是了嘛。
Because if I wrote to you in paper and ink, I would have nothing left to say.
你要告诉该有什么事什么话，你就全部把它写上。
If he wanted to write to Gaius, he could have just written everything he wanted to say.
当时路途也不容易，信已经去了，就把你所心中的感觉就告诉他就好了。
At the time, because of the difficulty in communication, it would have been easier just to write a letter.
但是使徒依然却不是这样子。
But the apostle John was not like this.
他说许多话我不用笔墨来写。
He said, I have many things to say to you, but not with paper and ink.
我要亲自和你见面，我们彼此能谈论。
I want to see you and speak to you face to face. Because he is living in the body. Because there are many spiritual matters and spiritual words that cannot be conveyed merely via letter. A letter has its function. And other methods also have their purpose. But none of them can substitute the moment of brothers and sisters gathering in person. Because through the gatherings, God's grace and blessing can more fully enter into the church. We see the history of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a shadow. But more or less, we see the importance of the gathering. When the Lord commanded the Israelites to travel up to Jerusalem,
那么老远要跑各十个支派的人从遥远地方要跑到耶路撒冷那里相聚呢？
Why do people from all corners of the earth have to converge at Jerusalem?
我想那些男丁不过是一个代表性就是了。
I think perhaps this is just a symbolic.
是让神盼望神儿女有机会就聚在神面前。
A representative of all of God's people gathering before Him.
不是你单单在各个地方。 自己这样聚就,
and not just gathering, each one gathering in his own place. The gathering three times a year at the temple in Jerusalem to receive the Lord's blessing. And in this way, we see how Paul served the Thessalonian church.
交通工具是很不方便的。
And we know that at that time, modes of communication were very sparse.
出门也是很多环境上危险。
And traveling on the road, one faced many perils.
但是保罗仍然想尽办法要去和他们见面。
But even still, Paul thought of a way to, kept thinking of a way to meet with them.
但是我们看今天交通非常方便。 好像很容易聚在一起，很容易见面，但是神的儿女好像没有这样的羡慕。
But we see that today, even though fellowship is so convenient and accessible, that many brothers and sisters do not have this heart for it.
所以有人说, in the 科技的进步，世界变小呀。
And we could say that because of technology, the world has grown smaller.
你今天在这里，可能过几个钟头又跑到西安去了，是不是？
That you could spend some time here and then in the next moment you could fly to the West Coast. If you're in the Eastern Hemisphere, in just 14 hours you can reach the Western Hemisphere. The world has grown so small. Because technology has brought us many conveniences.
虽然世界变小了,
even though the world has shrunk,
但是人与人之间距离反而更大呀。
The distance between people has grown.
就是因为这个机器、这些科技所造成的。
And this is something that is a result of all these machines and technology.
让人不愿宝贵彼此见面、彼此交通、聚在主面前那种宝贵的价值。
That is a result of not valuing meeting in person before the Lord.
感谢神，借着保罗服事，我们看见。
We thank the Lord that through Paul's service, we see how important fellowship in person is. When Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonians,
当时他说,
that the end of every chapter talks about the Lord's coming.
所以我们看见保罗他是在主再来的光中来写这封信。
So Paul, we see that Paul wrote this letter in light of the Lord's coming. And in the light of service to his church. Paul hopes that when the Lord returns, that these brothers and sisters can stand firm. That before the Father, that all would be blameless.
这是保罗他本身的一个期待。
And this is Paul's lifelong hope.
他盼望他所服侍的儿女们有一天在神面前的时候，也能像保罗有这样荣耀的光景显出来。
That the brothers that Paul served would one day have this condition.
所以我们看见，当我们服侍的时候，我们乃是在主在这个光中来服侍神的儿女。
So we see that when we serve brothers and sisters, we have to serve with the Lord's coming in mind. And also bringing brothers and sisters to the Lord's second coming. That all of God's children can see we have this glorious hope. That through this glorious hope, and through faith, we can continue living.
更依靠主, 更相信主,
relying more on the Lord and believing in Him.
所以当到第三章末了的时候,
so at the end of chapter 3, we see that Paul says
不仅他们的信心,
that their faith and their love is very great.
但是借了保罗再次靠望他们，叫他们信心补足他们信心的不足，让他们的信心可以满足起来。
That Paul says that their faith is incomplete and needs to be complete. And Paul hopes that they could continue increasing in their love for one another. And also in their love for all people. Because his encouragement in all of these things is for the Lord's coming. That when they can see this glorious hope, that they may be filled. That they may loyally stand for the Lord. Continuing to serve Him. And continue to live in hope. And that no matter what their circumstances, that they would stand firm. Because if they hope in the coming of the Lord, that they can withstand any affliction. Because even though those tribulations are temporary, it is to establish the everlasting work in them. So when we read Paul's words, we hope we can also live in this condition. To live in the body. Because God delights in His children gathering together in fellowship. Receiving His word while at the same time encouraging and exhorting. This is something that no other method of meeting can take place
with.
Brothers and sisters, if we learn this and we train ourselves to do this, we can, in the light of the Lord's second coming, be able to to face Him without blame when He comes. This is the hope that Paul has for the Thessalonian church. That when the Lord comes, they may stand blameless in holiness before Him. This is something that that our God of grace, the hope that our God has for us. Through his apostle and his servant Paul, this has been revealed to us.
And
Paul is an example of one of service to the Lord. We can see in each of his letters to the local churches how he serves God. And in all things, he serves the Lord, a servant of the Lord.
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord that the Lord calls us to serve Him.
每一个蒙恩的儿女都是神的用人,
that all who have been saved by grace are His servants.
都是为了服侍他,
and our call to serve him. We have learned some very important lessons from Paul that we may continue to walk this road ahead of us. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. Through our brother's sharing, through the wonderful testimony of our brother and apostle Paul, that we would be able to treasure each meeting we have with our brothers and sisters. And through this meeting with the saints, will we be able to edify one another in faith? And in love, be able to support one another. And that our hope in the Lord's coming would be strengthened. That our Lord would be pleased. Lord, we thank you for your endless grace. Would your love continue to compel all of your children to walk the road ahead? Lord, we thank you. In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请大家翻开手中的周。